Is cold calling dead? That's a question I've gotten a number of times since I started doing these videos. I'm going to answer that question for you today, and I'm going to deliver a solution that will work better than traditional cold calling. You're going to want to see this. Join me for today's Inside BS Show. Hi, I'm Dave Lorenzo. This is the Inside BS Show. We're here every day with a great sales tip for you. Today, I'm answering the question, is cold calling dead? I get this question so much. I've gotten it since I started doing these videos. People have asked me over and over again, Dave, is cold calling dead? Should I stop cold calling? Does cold calling work? What do I do? How can I be more successful with cold calling? Here's the thing. I've got 5 ways that you can make cold calling work for you regardless of how you sell and to whom you sell. If you're a professional, like you're a lawyer or a CPA, and you're thinking to yourself, well, it really isn't cool for me to reach out and grab people and say, hey, I want to be your lawyer. Hey, I want to be your CPA. In fact, here in the United States, in some states, it's illegal for you as a lawyer to do that. I've got the solution for you. I'm going to share 5 ways you can connect with people that is not as intrusive and invasive as a traditional cold call. I'm also going to share with you the one thing you can do that will change everything for you, that will put your cold calling on steroids, that will transform your view of cold calling, but more importantly, it will transform the view of the people you're reaching out to. And I'm going to share that with you. That's step number 6. I'm going to share that with you in a story. I'm going to tell you how I was cold calling and I did a lot of damage to my brand, and I want you to avoid doing the same damage to your brand. So I've created a way for you to avoid that. That's step 6. That's the bonus step. So we've got 5 ways for you to put your cold calling on steroids. And then I've got a 6th step that will make it easy, natural, and fun for you to reach out to people who are strangers. So answering the question, is cold calling dead? We're going to do that right now. Let's dive into the content. Okay. So let me answer the question for you directly. Is cold calling dead? Cold calling in the old school sense of bothering strangers, waking somebody up out of a sound sleep, interrupting somebody's dinner, that's dead, that's gone, that's over. In case you haven't noticed, big companies who used to use cold calling to reach out to people to do business with them have stopped. There was an article written about Merrill Lynch's approach to financial services. They had literal boiler rooms, places where people were banging the phones for hours and hours every day trying to sell them on investment advice. Merrill Lynch told their advisors to stop doing that. They mandated they stop cold calling in that way. What they've done is they've transformed their business into a hybrid that enables them to reach out to people they don't know, but the people are warmed up first. So what I'm going to share with you today is very similar to what the big people are doing, the big firms are doing right now. You can do this even if you're a sole practitioner, and it is completely compliant with all regulatory agencies. So the 5 things you can do, we'll start right now with step number 1. The first thing you can do, instead of reaching out and cold calling a stranger, I want you to reach out to people who have already requested information about your services, or reach out to people that you've gotten from a leads list and name drop. Now, how do you do this? The name drop is phenomenal. It works really well. Here's what you do. You go into their LinkedIn profile and you see who you know in common. And then when you reach out to that person, you call them and you say, hi, Joe Smith. I'm calling because Mike Jones and I are friends, and I know you're friendly with Mike Jones. By the way, how do you know him? This is completely disarming, and it immediately warms the person up for you. So instead of cold calling someone who has never heard your voice before and saying, hi, Joe Smith, this is Pete from ABC Company, and I want to help you pick the right stocks for your portfolio today. Or, hi, this is Pete from XYZ Law Firm, and I think I can help you save money on your litigation work. Instead of doing that, you pick up the phone and you go, Joe Smith and I are friends, and I heard that you knew Joe. Let me ask you, how do you know him? This name drop is a phenomenal strategy for warming people up when you reach out to them on the phone. So if you're cold calling and you reach out to them, hey, do you know Joe Smith? How do you know him? Because I know you're connected to him somehow. I'm just trying to figure out how we came to connect through Joe. Having someone in common, using the name drop technique, warms up the cold call. It makes it easier for you. The second thing you can do, step number two in modern day cold calling, is to call up and ask people if they accept referrals and then offer them a referral. Before you reach out to someone who's never heard your voice before, because that's what a cold call is, you don't know this person, they don't know you, you reach out to them, but before you do, you look through and see who their ideal client is. You see who they're currently doing business with. Look through press releases or call the front desk of their business and say, hey, I'm just wondering who's the ideal client for your business. And then you find someone you know that you can introduce to them. So you're calling Joe Smith at XYZ Company and you say, Joe Smith, hi, my name is Dave and I'm calling right now to see if you accept referrals. And he's going to say, well, yeah, Dave, of course we accept referrals. Well, that's great because my buddy Pete uses services just like yours and I'm wondering if I could make an introduction to Pete for you. Now, sometimes people are going to say, of course you can, but tell me, why are you doing this? And then you can be candid with them. You can be honest with them and you can say, I'm doing this because I want to do business with you and I felt the best way for me to start a relationship with you would be to help you acquire a new client. Think about that for a minute. You're cold calling, you're reaching out to someone to give them business. You're not reaching out to them asking them for business yet. You're demonstrating your external orientation. You're showing them that you want to help them first. Now, you can combine step one and step two. You can do the name drop. Hi, Pete. My name is Dave, and I work with XYZ Company. And I know that you and I are connected through Joan Smith. Joan is a friend of mine. I know her from down at the club. How do you know Joan? Dave, I'm not really sure. I think Joan has a kid that's in my kid's class. Oh, I see. Well, listen, the reason I'm calling is because I have a client who needs services just like yours, and I'm wondering if you accept referrals. Well, yeah, Dave, absolutely I accept referrals. So you can combine those first two steps, the name drop and the referral offer, together when you're reaching out to people who've never heard your voice before. Think about how that conversation is going to go. Think about how they're warmed up. That's such a better conversation than banging away, asking them for something. Now, the third step is to follow up with a phone call after an email. If you want to put this whole process on steroids, take that script that I just gave you with the name drop and the referral offer and put it in an email. And you simply say, it's a three-line email. My name is, and put your name in there, and I'm a friend of, put the mutual interest. I think you know him or her. I'm not sure how, but I'd love to talk to you about how you know them. I have a client who needs your services, and I'm wondering, do you accept referrals? Let me know. Regards, Dave. Send that email, and then you call 24 hours later and follow up on that email. When you follow up on the email, you use the same script when you're talking to them. So you've got a name drop, you've got a referral offer, and then you've got an email that you can follow up on. You want to go a step further? Do step four, and that's follow up on a letter. Take that same script, write it in a letter, put it in an envelope, put it in the mail. 2 days after you mail the letter, send the email, and then the day after that, follow up with the call, the name drop, and the referral offer. So you're calling behind a letter and an email, you're dropping a name of a mutual interest, and you're connecting them with a referral. Think about the lengths you're going to warm this call up now. Is cold calling dead? No, it's just changed. All right, now, the fifth tip that I want you to use to connect with people, and this is an amazing strategy, it works really well. Start a podcast and reach out to this person and offer to interview them for your podcast. You're not technologically savvy. You don't have people on your team that can help you do a podcast. No problem. Do a weekly email newsletter and publish an interview every week in your newsletter and then reach out to these people and ask them if you can interview them for your weekly newsletter. Here's how that goes. Hi, Mr. Smith. Yeah, it's Dave Lorenzo calling. Listen, I do a weekly email newsletter and we profile successful executives. And I'm wondering if I could do a 5-question interview with you for my weekly email newsletter. It goes out to about 3,000 people and they're probably your ideal clients. Let me describe who's in the audience. You think they're an ideal client for you? Okay, great. Let's schedule the interview. I'd love to do it with you in person so that I can sit down across the table from you and record it. 5 questions, it'll take about 15 minutes. Can I do that? Now, here's the thing. You go and you do the actual interview, and after the interview, you can follow up with a straight up sales call, and it won't be a cold call. That person will be warmed up because you've already delivered something for them. Now, the first 5 steps in this process that I've given you, those 5 steps not only are amazing because they warm up the cold call, but what they do is they demonstrate your external orientation. They demonstrate that you're more concerned about helping this person become successful than you are in capturing that person as a customer for you. You want to help them be successful first, and then you're going to offer your services afterwards. This is a much different dynamic than banging away making 50 calls a day. Now, I've given you 5 steps. I got a 6th step for you now. This is the key step, the one thing that can make all the difference. And I promised you I would share it in a story. I tried cold calling strangers and asking them to do business with me in consulting. Can you imagine big ticket consulting? I'd reach out to them. I'd pick up the phone. I'd dial the phone and I go, "Hello, Mr. Jones. You got any problems we can solve? I work for a big consulting company. I solve a lot of problems. Hello? Hello, Mr. Jones? Hello?" I remember one time calling a hospital executive. This is like the 15th time I had called him, 15 consecutive days in a row. And I said, "Mr. Franken, listen, I know that you need help solving your problem of patient satisfaction. I know that because you're in the bottom third of patient satisfaction for all hospitals in New York State. I'd like to come over and show you a way that I can help you." "What? You don't want to solve your patient satisfaction problem? You're not concerned because you get most of your patients from Medicare? Oh, I should have done more research. Okay, thank you. Bye." That's how most of the calls went. Rejection after rejection after rejection. So what did I do? I developed a system, a step-by-step system that offered educational information, that offered real value in advance, and then people would opt in. And once they opted in, they were leads. They were warm leads. I would call those people. And I would use the exact strategies I just taught you now. The name drop, the referral offer, the email, the letter. I would offer to interview them for our newsletter that went out on a regular basis. But I did it with warm leads who came through my system. You want a system just like that, but you don't know where to start? I've got it for you for free. That's right. I'm going to give it to you for free. All you need to do, scroll down to the description in this video, the description you'll see there, free gift from Dave. There's a link, revenueroadmapguide.com. Go there. Opt in, you will get instant access to my system that warms up all of these leads so you never have to call a stranger and ask for money again. If you want more information about cold calling and how to replace cold calling with great systems just like this, watch the next video in the series. It's coming up right now, right below me. Click on that video right now. Make sure you click it.